بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وباركه على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The final juz of the Quran contains the most surahs, which are also the shortest surahs in the Quran, and most of them are Meccan. The theme of this juz is similar to that of juz 29, as it focuses on matters of aqidah with a special emphasis on the afterlife. The first six surahs describe the last day and the final destinations for the believers and disbelievers. They include vivid descriptions of the end of the world, signifying the temporary nature of this dunya. Later, Surah Al-Buruj revolves around a story mentioned in an authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. It is known as the story of the boy and the king, and is unique in that the story ends with all the believers massacred. Yet we are taught, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّادٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. Those who believe and do righteous deeds, they are in gardens beneath which rivers flow, and that is the greatest success. So we learn from this that true success is not based on what we achieve in this world, but rather what we achieve in the afterlife. The following surahs describe the signs of Allah in creation and encourage us to ponder on them. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ. So let man observe from what he was created. The juz continues with Allah describing the qualities needed to succeed in this world and the next life, reminding us that greed for wealth destroys people, whilst purifying the soul leads to Allah's pleasure and eternal bliss. Surah Al-Balad, similar to Surah Ma'un later on, reminds us to focus on being good to Allah's creation by taking care of the orphans, the poor and the weak. Surah Al-Shams describes the purification of the heart which leads to success and the corruption of the heart that leads to evil. Surah Al-Layl teaches us that following goodness leads to ease in both worlds, while disobeying Allah leads to problems in both worlds. So there is a strong emphasis on the need to formulate a relationship between the heart and actions, similar to the relationship between the creator and the creation, the latter being reliant on the former. The following surahs focus on optimism, a connection with Allah, and having hope. Surah Al-Duha was one of the earliest Meccan surahs, and it focuses on remembering the good that Allah has blessed us with, and that good things will come in the future also. Surah Al-Inshirah emphasizes that with difficulty always comes ease. And Surah Al-Tin reminds us that those who obey Allah are the best of creation. And it is with this theme of optimism and hope that we come to the end of Ramadan, a beautiful concept to end with in this beautiful month, a month in which we have been working hard to rid ourselves of our bad habits, a month in which we have, inshallah, purified ourselves and are spiritually rejuvenated, ready to continue in the way of goodness purely for His Subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. This journey through Ramadan is similar to the journey through our life, that we understand our states and appreciate the need to work hard to improve in order for us to be spiritually true to our inner selves and deeply connected to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, ready for our true home, which are, inshallah, in paradise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His most beloved of people. For in the end, it is the afterlife that really matters, and our lives in this world are simply a preparation for the afterlife. And so the Quran emphasizes this topic over and over again, leaving us in a state of striving and yearning. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم.